Assemblymember Nancy Kavanaugh said the whole issue of keeping the Hames Wellness Center running has become, quote, an albatross. And in light of the economy, she says she can't support the city putting any more money into Hames.
I'm concerned. We're losing jobs in this community, in our city, and perhaps the school, and perhaps the hospital as well. Look at the town around. We've got restaurants closing this winter that never have closed before. Alaska has always been insulated from this ripple effect in the economy and in the rest of the country. We are not insulated this time. The ripple effect is going to be felt. 65,000 less passengers planning to come this summer. Things are tough. We just don't have the money to afford this, so I can't support this.
City Administrator Jim Dinley said the lease agreement he negotiated with Pacific Tower Properties was rejected early last week. PTP also said it would not purchase insurance for the building. Dinley says insurance would raise the operational costs by another $1,000 a month. He also listed off several repairs the building is in need of, saying the cost of operating Hames is already $126,000 a year in expenses over revenue. Assemblymember Reber Stein asked Dinley whether PTP or the city is responsible for the cost of repairs.
Under the last year's agreement, we did minor maintenance. Okay, but the breakpoint now got there. In PTP's vision, all repairs are ours. They're not going to do major, as was done in the previous year's lease.
Assemblymember Jack Osmond said it makes sense to pay more per month and for PTP to cover the cost of repairs.
In my opinion, at least, I would be willing to go maybe within $1,000 of what we were paying last year, which would put us up to five a month, I think, in that neighborhood. I think we were paying six something a year ago.
$6,700.
Yeah. So maybe $5,000. But stipulating that all building repairs, in my mind, you know, heating system, those things are, that's building repair. That shouldn't be on the lease order as far as I'm concerned.
Mayor Scott McAdams reminded the Assembly that the resolution asked the Assembly only to vote on whether or not to continue negotiations, but not to negotiate terms at the meeting. In the end, the vote was split 4-3 with McAdams, Stein, Hackett, and Osment in favor, and Cruz, Westover, and Kavanaugh opposed. A resolution to approve a $150,000 grant from the Economic Development Fund for the Sheldon Jackson Redevelopment Task Force also passed after a considerable amount of time was spent on an amendment to the motion. Sitka Education Consortium Director Karen Martinson said the core campus is poised to be a valuable asset for the state as some sort of educational or VOTEC regional training center, and she says expansion programs also see the benefits of the SJ core campus.
And that's expansion for anyone's program. It could be the fisheries tech. It could be the Park Service interested in expanding vocational training in the native arts. It could be UAS just expanding short 1-3 week, quick workshops and updating in refrigeration or HAZWOP or wastewater treatment. But we would then have the dorm facilities to actually pull that off. That's one thing we don't have. That is a huge liability and a detriment to our current systems.
Assemblymember Cheryl Westover said she supports the project but could only support the motion if language was included, which clearly stated the funds would only be allocated when the core campus had been conveyed to whichever entity was going to run the program, hopefully the state of Alaska. Martinson said the SJ Redevelopment Task Force has the same concerns.
We are in the same position you are. Before we move 1 minute further, we do want to see that in writing also.
Okay, good.
Just because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of energy and none of us want to spend the time. And we have some ideas that we would like SJ to sign on to, too, that they would not be trying to sell this property during the time that we're working on state acquisition.
Representative Lisa West with PTP said she could provide documents to the Assembly which show PTP's and the SJ Board's willingness to move forward with the conveyance. The resolution with the newly worded conveyance language passed unanimously. A vote to extend the meeting another 15 minutes was unsuccessful, so the Sitka Local Food Network will have to wait until the next Assembly meeting to hear its proposal for the Sitka Community Greenhouse to be located on Sitka Community Hospital property. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.